When people think of college students, one of their first assumptions is usually about their lack of finances. College students across the nation frequently supply their dorm rooms with inexpensive foods like instant mac and cheese and ramen noodles to help fuel their studies. King's College has been working with Sodexo since 2001, but Monarchs have been upset with the cost of meals on campus. Various students have had issues with the cost and quality of food on campus and have refused to eat at certain places that have failed to meet their standards. Some students would even prefer to opt out of a meal plan and spend more at grocery stores. Junior Sarah Cease lives at an off-campus apartment and shares a common perspective towards the cost of food. Cease describes the common struggle of students.
It's definitely difficult because when I come to campus, like if I have a break in between classes and I'm hungry or something, like I want to go to Marketplace or something. And at the beginning of the semester, like it used to be like $7, and I went in for lunch the one day and they wanted to charge me $12 or something ridiculous like that for lunch. Like regardless, yeah, it is a la carte, I could eat all I want. But that to me as a college student who is living off campus, or even if I was commuting, that's a lot of money for me to be spending on a lunch. Like I could go to Red Lobster or like a chain restaurant and get like two lunches for the price of that. Like, and the food I feel isn't up to the quality that it could be.
Cease shares her thoughts on how the college could improve to satisfy students.
I feel like if they gave a little bit more for the money, maybe like if they gave more for the price that they're charging, like change things up a bit, have like more options. Like, I mean, it's like we have our own little like shops like on campus, like Connerton's like that. But if they're trying to like make it like something of that aspect, then they need to do a lot more to improve.
WRKC had a chance to talk to Director of Dining Services, Mary Wood, about the various concerns students had with food on campus. Wood discusses the comparison of King's food prices compared to other local colleges.
That's a pretty easy answer, actually. Their meal plan structure is all of your meals you have to eat in the dining room, covered on the meal plan. They do not have equivalency. Now, they do have, I think, two retail outlets that you could go to. Well, we have five, but if you go to their retail outlet, you need to pay cash, or I think, you know, whatever their King's Cash equivalent is. But there's no equivalency with their meal. They have really no choice but to eat in the main dining room.
Over the last few years, the meal plan prices have gradually seen increases to many students' dismay. Wood explains the cost increase.
From last year to this year, we tried really hard not to make big increases. Wherever we could, we held the price the same, or it was minimal, even though it probably should have been more because of our increases. But, you know, we understand that people don't have, you know, huge amounts of expendable income, so we do try to make it as reasonable as possible. But again, when our prices increase, we have to pass that along at least somewhat to the end user.
For the students who are dissatisfied with food on campus, Wood explains the new system that allows a new channel of communication between students and the school.
We do have a new program. It's called To Comment. You text that if you have a concern, a question, you loved something, you could just text it to that. It comes directly to me. You know, I'll respond because I know sometimes people don't want to pick up the phone or make an appointment. So yeah, just text it out. We also are implementing the new To Be Healthy, and it's the number 2, the letter B, healthy. And there's also a text number, and you can ask questions of our dietitian. They go directly to her cell, so, you know, and she'll respond back. You know, we're always trying to do something new, something modern, something that students are asking for. So if you have suggestions, let us know.
For WRKC News at 5, I'm News Director Christina Tienza.